Imagine you're 18 years old, busy envisioning your amazing future and where you'll be after graduation. Probably the last thing on your mind is that you may end up drowning in debt and living at home. But that's what ended up happening to Alejandra Lalama.
I was born in Ecuador and then moved to Jersey. My parents are divorced. Pretty much it's just always been my mom, my sister. I currently live in Saddlebrook with my sister since I can't afford to live on my own yet.
That's because in 2006, Alejandra decided to pursue her dream. She wanted to study audio engineering at Full Sail Real World Education in Orlando, Florida. Today it's just known as Full Sail University.
I've always liked Eminem. That was like my dream. My goal was to work in a studio with him. So while I was researching different schools, that was like one of the top best ones. Music was always just my escape from problems.
Alejandra signed up for a one-year intensive program. Now, when they say real-world education, Full Sail literally teaches you what your future in audio is going to be like.
You're pretty much at school like 24/7. So your lecture was either 9 a.m., 1 p.m., or 5 p.m., and then your hands-on was at 9 p.m., 5 a.m., or 9 a.m.
That's right. Alejandra had classes all day, much like what a commercial music studio could be like. This made it impossible for her to have any kind of part-time job to help with expenses. And to top it off, she started to feel pretty homesick. But none of this kept Alejandra from her goal. Not even when she sat down with the financial aid office to learn that
my student loan was a total of $70,000.
That's $40,000 for the program, plus living expenses and the interest rate she accrued while in school. The only option Full Sail gave her was a private loan from Sallie Mae.
The first couple years I started paying interest only, and now currently I'm paying pretty much like a rent bill.
And so, Alejandra moved back to New Jersey to live with her family after she finished the program. When she first got back, Alejandra tried to work in the field and manage her loans at the same time. She got an unpaid internship at Platinum Sound in New York City. That's Wyclef Jean Studios.
I did a part-time job in the morning, and then my shift started at 5 o'clock until the last artist left at night. Once I got the first bill, I figured, okay, $400 isn't so bad. But when I realized that I only could get a part-time job, and then just going back and forth, it was getting too much for me. Once it was close to a year, I asked, who do I speak to see if I would get hired, and they just kept giving me the runaround. So I gave up the studio.
At that point, the reality of her payments started to sink in. Her mother co-signed on the loans with her because Alejandra couldn't take them out on her own. Co-signing means that if Alejandra stops paying, everything falls on her mother.
They never really explained anything. It's just like, here's your paperwork, here's your exit review, this is all the financial stuff, this is the interest rates, you know, in Penmark.
So here's the thing about interest rates. The day you sign for a loan, you're supposed to know your interest rate. But for Alejandra, the forms don't have an interest rate number. In the fine print, it says the interest rates vary depending on something called the U.S. prime rate, plus a margin set by the school or based on her credit rating. So basically, Alejandra's interest rate went up and down, ballooning up to 12.5% at one point.
So once I showed my mom, she's like, where do they get these numbers from? We would call Sallie Mae and, you know, ask them questions, but it was just like a mission impossible to ever get in touch with them.
You may have heard of Sallie Mae. Sallie Mae is one of the top providers of private student loans in the United States. In 2014, the company split into two separate companies. The new company, known as Navient, is currently on the receiving end of a massive lawsuit. It was filed in January of this year by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, plus two separate suits by the Attorney Generals of Washington and Illinois. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says,
Navient saddled students with expensive and risky subprime loans that they designed to fail.
The suit claims that Navient, quote, systematically and illegally failed borrowers at every stage of repayment, end quote. But that's not the first time these companies have been in the news.
Alleges Sallie Mae worked hand in hand with many for-profit schools to get those loans.
In 2007, Sallie Mae settled allegations of questionable relationship practices between the lenders and colleges. The then Attorney General of New York, Andrew Cuomo, began an investigation that revealed these practices nationwide. Practices included incentives like all-expense-paid trips for administrators or placing college representatives on the board of the loan servicer. Alejandra's loans are now serviced by Navient, She witnessed firsthand the practices described in these lawsuits. With that and a variable interest rate, it's no wonder it's been so difficult for her to stay above water. Alejandra currently works a customer service job. Her monthly income is about twice her loan payment.
With student loans, it's just like kind of killed my dream because I'm just so focused on having to pay my bills.
Since leaving school, she's paid $63,000 of her debt, most of which is interest, and still has some $45,000 left to pay. Remember, her original loan was for $70,000.
My student loan does put me in, like, in depression because just, like, I feel like I have nothing to offer. I'm going to be 30 and I have, like, no money.
Alejandra's message to future students?
Do your research. Make sure your major questions are more about the financial part where you could really find out, like, real details.
The kind of details that could end up saving you tens of thousands of dollars.
Thanks to producer Jeannie Montalvo for that story.